the UCR Podcast.
Sammy Hagar has had plenty of crazy things happen in his dreams over the years, but I think it's probably hard to top the moment when the late Eddie Van Halen appeared and was ready to write some music with the Red Rocker like they always did in their Van Halen days. As Sammy told me in August of 2022, Eddie showed him a guitar lick that stayed with him. Hagar woke up and subsequently wrote a song using that riff called Thank You. Now, if we move forward nearly 3 years, Sammy has finished that track. It's now called Encore, Thank You, Goodnight. This song is my final bow to that part of my life, he said in a press release. It's not meant to be anything more than a thank you with love and respect and one hell of a guitar solo. In the conversation that follows, Sammy tells us how he completed the song with the help of Joe Satriani. Encore, Thank You, Goodnight also features drummer Kenny Aronoff and Sammy's former Van Halen bandmate Michael Anthony. All four musicians will be back together to kick off the Best of All Worlds residency in Las Vegas starting April 30th, with shows continuing through May 17th. We talk about the upcoming residency, and Sammy shares why he's most likely done with touring after more than 50 years out there on the road. It makes sense. You can find more information about Sammy's upcoming Vegas dates at redrocker.com, your home for all things Sammy related. It's Matt Wardlaw. If this is your first time listening to our podcast, make sure to follow it so you will get future episodes as they are released. If you dig what you hear, please rate and review this podcast wherever you might be listening. Now, here's our conversation with Sammy Hagar. Well, you and I spoke prior to your show at Pine Knob back in 2022. At that time, here's where I want to jump in. You were telling me about a song that you had written called Thank You that came to you using a guitar lick that Eddie had shown you in a dream. So I wondered to start there, how much does this new song connect back to that experience?
100%. You know, when I told you that, I only had a title and I didn't have lyrics written. I didn't know what I was going to say, what I was going to be thinking Eddie for, you know, with the past and go into deep, you know, I didn't know how I was going to do it. And at that time, I didn't have the concept of having somebody like Joe Satriani finish the song. But I'm so glad you said this, because you're verifying it. It happened a year after Eddie died. I had this dream, and he came to me in a dream, and we were having this big love fest. Oh, man, I miss you so much. But it wasn't like I miss you since you passed, because when you dream about, whenever I dream about someone that's passed, when you acknowledge that they passed in your mind, you say, oh, wait a minute, this person's dead. There, it's gone. The dream goes, boop, it's over. And thank God, when I did that, we were in the middle of writing this song. it was so fresh, I could sing the melody. And I got a pen, a pencil. I took a couple of notes. I picked up my iPhone. I sang the melody. It's exactly what I sang in my dream. And I remembered that, and I sang it, and so that's all I really had, that and this riff, which I wasn't even sure about the riff, because it's a weird riff. Until I showed Joe, who understood, he goes, oh yeah, that'd be something Eddie would probably play, because it's a harmonic turned into a major chord, like a jing, jing. It's like a slide, but I don't know. It's hard to explain, because I'm not that good of a guitar player. And I figured Eddie would, if he was going to show me something in a dream, he knew my limitations, and he'd be going, well, Sammy could probably play this. he didn't know I had to go get Joe to play it right. But anyway, and then when I just decided I can't, I've been living with this song for 2 years. I sing it constantly. I wake up in the morning, I sing it. My wife sees me sitting on the couch, you know, with a guitar, singing the verses and the choruses. That's all I had, verses and chorus, verses and chorus. But I didn't have all the lyrics. So when, after Joe wrote this unbelievable musical piece from it, the intro and the bridges and the exit and the solo section, oh my God, I mean, it's so channeling Eddie, I can't believe it. I decided to write it about the whole experience. What am I writing about? I'm telling Eddie, thank you. Thank you for the music. Thank you for the songs. Thank you for the visit. What took so long? My favorite line in the song, you know, the good times, the fortune and the fame, since you've been gone, it ain't the same. And that's the truth. The whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me God, that's how I feel. Every time I go out on tour, We do great. I do 10, 12,000 people, 14, 15,000 people sometimes. But with Van Halen, we did four nights of that. You know what I mean? My record comes out, goes into top 20, top 10. Van Halen, we all went to number one. It's not the same without Eddie, and it'll never be like that again. And so this is the thank you, the encore of the whole thing, and the thank you for everything, and the good night. It's like, rest in peace, my friend. It's really special. This song's so special that I choke up talking about it. I choke up singing it. I choke up thinking about it. And I write about dreams all the time. I write song, I wrote song Dreams, for God's sakes. Dreams are so important to me, always have been. And I dream about people that have passed constantly. And, but this is one that I captured, I really captured. And I'm proud. Yeah.
Well, and as you say, man, like the genesis of this song starts with a dream. As you say, you've written about dreams a lot. You've gotten a lot of powerful inspiration from those subconscious moments. And I think you've gone further than some with some of the supernatural moments you've experienced. Love Walks In was one of the first things I thought of.
Yeah.
And obviously, as you know, Sammy, people have dream books where they log stuff in their dreams. Like, and it made me wonder, how much have you had a similar process over the years when it comes to documenting these moments? Like, what does Sammy Hagar's dream book usually look like historically? Like, do you have a normal method that you, because as you know, man, if you don't write it down right when you get up, like a lot of people, it's gone after that.
Yeah, I do write some things down. I've got verbal notes from my dreams on my iPhone. I have probably about 300. I've written songs once again that were inspired by a dream, like Love Walks In, things like that. I have my alien dreams all the time. I'm always on another planet someplace. And people, my experience with dreams is that you wake up and you have this crazy dream. I mean, like I was on this other planet and with these alien creatures, ants, big giant ants that were communicate. Not like the ants little crawling around the ground that ran the planet, an ant planet, with all desert, red sea, big red star, everything red, red, red. I mean, I have these dreams and I go there. And when I wake up, I have these wonderful feelings. And you'll tell your wife, the first person you see, say, honey, I had this really crazy fucking dream last night. And you start telling her for about 10 seconds and she walks away and goes, honey, I don't want to hear about your dream. This is too fucking weird. So when I had this dream, I told her, of course, because she was seeing me in the middle of the night, getting up and pulling my guitar and sitting down on the side of the bed with my iPhone. But most people don't want to hear about your dreams. And so I was hesitant to bring this up. I thought maybe I'll just write this song and just never say nothing about it. But I can't. I can't not talk about this. This was way too out there. We actually were writing a friggin' song over in the corner like we do, like Eddie does. Eddie used to grab me and he'd say, hey, come here. I'd walk in the studio and him and Al and Mike would be there and the engineer and a couple other people. And when I'd walk in, he'd go, hey, come here. We take me over in a corner where he would be his back to the rest of the room. And play me his idea he'd be having, whether it be 5150, best of both worlds, I don't know, good enough. And he would play it like on a guitar that wasn't plugged in. And he'd be tapping his foot on my foot so I knew where the one was. Because when Eddie plays guitar riffs, to me, they're backwards. I go, no, one, two, no, that's it's and. It's never one, two, three, four. And so he would always put his foot on my foot. And I'd say, oh, wow, that's cool. And I would start singing, la, 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 always one more, you're never satisfied, 5150. I'd start singing something to it. And that's what we did in the damn dream. It was too much. I mean, it was too much, too real to be not talking about. There you go.
Yeah. And I know you're a guy that you love to get a reaction with the stuff that you do. And, you see the song title, Encore. Thank you. Good night. I think people are going to see that title and think, oh my God, he's announcing a farewell tour.
There ain't going to be a tour. I'm doing a residency and it's not a farewell residency, but I must tell you, I've been hinting at this and because I would never say I'm retiring because I don't know how to do that, number one. And I don't want to do that, number two. And I'd probably be lying if I said I was and did. And then I'd come back like everybody else. I don't want to do all that. But I took the residency, which I've been hesitant about playing the same place, same building that many nights in a row early on in my career. But now I love it. I used to hate it when Van Halen played four nights at Madison Square Garden. We'd go, I'm going, fuck, you know, I got to worry about what I said last night. Okay, you know, I don't want to play the same songs and we don't have time to rehearse. I'm one of those kind of guys. I'm very nervous about repeating myself. So residency sounded like a nightmare for that. I said, man, we've got to play different songs every night. But now I'm going, well, if I don't have to travel, I'll be fresher. I'll be able to eat better. I'll be able to sleep better. And I'll be fresher for the shows. And I think maybe it's time for me to do that and see if that works. And if that works, I can continue on. I could do it again, maybe. Maybe do two residencies a year. Maybe three. I don't know. But to go on tour, no. I don't want to do that to myself, my body, my voice, and my I'm too emotional. If I get sick and I have to cancel shows, ah, fuck, I lay in bed and cry like a baby. I hate it. I feel so sorry for my fans. I care so much about my fans that I just don't want to go on a tour. Like, you say, well, wait, if you care for your fans, you got to go out and play for them. Yeah, I know, but I care too much to go out there and maybe do a bad show and or have to cancel them. So residency, fingers crossed, prayers that everything will be great and I'll be happy and fresh. When it's over, I'll feel like, man, I could do a couple more shows. Not like when I come off tour and go, I never want to do that again. So I'm telling you the truth. That's where it's not a farewell tour. And that's the last thing I would also say, a farewell tour. Those sound like a money grab to me. And I would just do it. And then I would say bye after I did it. I would never say it in front. Sorry, but that's me.
What's it been like getting ready for this residency, man? It seems like it'd be fun.
I'm just starting. we've been working on this song, recording it, mixing it, did a great video. The video is phenomenal. It tells a whole story. It's reenacting the intro, is reenacting the dream. And Joe's son, ZZ Satriani, filmed it. It's a film. It's not a video. And so now I'm just starting to sing every day around the house, driving my wife crazy. She's going, well, I'm going to go for a walk and would take the dog for a walk in about 20 minutes if you want to sing. Because when I'm starting, it's bad. You know, people would think that I say, man, Sammy can't sing anymore. No, I sang like this at the peak of my career when I was warming up to get, you know, to before I could do shows. When I'm in shape to be able to sing really well, I can hardly talk in the morning. I sound like, you know, you think, oh my God, you're going to be okay? Yeah. Steven Tyler, I was just with Steven Tyler in Hawaii. And we talk about it all the time about how fucked up our voices sound in the morning. And people don't understand. They call you at 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, expect you to get on the phone and do a morning interview with a radio show. And I'm going, no, you can't do that. People hear my voice at 8 o'clock in the morning. They would turn in their tickets and say, no, I ain't going to pay to see this guy. He can't even talk, much less sing. But that's when I sing the best. It's a weird thing. You know, it's very funny, but warming up is ugly.
I'm going to wrap up with one thing here. And, you know, there was this space opera that you were supposedly doing piece by piece. I've always been interested in hearing more about that, like songs like Silver Lights, Love Walks In, Returning Home. Like, those were songs that were allegedly part of it. Like, what was that all about?
Well, you know, it's my beliefs in aliens, in the universe, and my beliefs that we have been visited constantly throughout history, the Bible going before the Bible, that there's been, I think we're on our seventh seal. So we've been here six cycles of life on this planet, and it's been destroyed six times. And the seventh seal, the song I wrote in Van Halen called The Seventh Seal, is about when the seventh seal's broken, we're headed towards the end of another Earth cycle where life will be wiped out again. And, you know, like the floods, you know, 40 days and 40 nights, that was the sixth seal. So I believe we're headed towards that. And And I kind of want to prepare people's minds for what I believe anyway as to be the truth from what I've gotten from dreams and from alien creatures and from visitations I've had. And now on Gaia Network, you can watch a show called Cosmic Exposure. You listen to these guys tell the stories, and they're verifying everything I've said now. It's becoming public knowledge. And I believe this year, or next year, there's going to be some real visitations where we're going to go, wow, damn, Sammy wasn't crazy after all. So I just wanted to write the opera, the rock opera in play in front of it, because help prepare people for it, even if they just think it's just an interesting story. You know, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, that prepared people. That was a very important movie, and people just think, oh, it's a great little science fiction movie. No, no, there's a lot of truth in that movie. So anyway, I'm a nut. And always will be a nut, and some of my fans like it, and some people don't.
Well, I'll just complete it by asking: Do you think you'll ever complete that opera part of things?
I sure hope so. I keep talking to my manager every time somebody's looking for a greatest hits record. I say, well, why don't we do the greatest sci-fi, you know, hits that I've had? And then he said, well, because none of them have been hits. saying, yeah, well, you're right, but there is a story there. Love Walks In was a hit. And I plan on ending the residency every night with Love Walks In. We didn't get it on the last tour because I didn't feel confident the way I was singing it. And we're trying to do it a different way. So I said, fuck this, do it just like the record. And I'm going to have a magical moment in it and end with a beautiful white light song like that. And I would love to do it. You know who's a big fan of all that is Kirk Hammett from Metallica. Him and I are writing a song right now called The Seven Sisters. We're not writing it. We're talking about writing it. The Seven Sisters, which is Pleiades, where all these people are coming from. A lot of these people are coming from. And we're using Silver Lights, the chorus of for the write out of the song. We're going to go into Silver Lights. So
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So maybe he'll help me put this little rock opera together. But yeah, I've been wanting to do it since the 70s. Nobody wants me to do it. Everyone says, you're going to be called a nut. I go, so? I can live with that.
We've reached the end of another episode of the UCR podcast. It is Matt Wardlaw. We appreciate you listening. If you enjoy what you're hearing, please rate and review wherever you are listening and hit subscribe so that you'll receive future episodes of the podcast from Ultimate Classic Rock.